If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone. Well, here's today's BFO, Blinding Flash at the Obvious. The internet is a big place. Yup. So big that it can be hard for any single voice to stand out. You may have the best ideas imaginable, but they're so easily lost in the noise of the crowd. Well, worry no more, because there are ways to score popularity points on social media. No website captures the contest-like atmosphere of social media in quite the same way as Reddit. Every one of its millions of posts are ordered from most to least popular. The more likes, or in this case upvotes, your post receives, the further up it moves in the list. Unlike YouTube, however, not every vote is created equal. That is, the more votes you get, the more you need to stay relevant. To top it off, upvotes get less valuable the older the original post is. If the internet is a contest, consider Reddit the lightning round. Always remember that Reddit is about conversations more than comments. A clever joke or funny meme might earn a few votes, but people are more likely to upvote your post if it kicks off an interesting dialogue. Start by picking something you're passionate about and tracking down its subreddit. If you're not sure where to start, Ask Reddit, Gaming, Awe, and Pix are all reasonably broad subreddits that tend to attract attention. Once you've picked a topic, pose a question or determine what you think will get people talking. It's essential to know your audience. The demographics will vary depending on the subreddit, but out of Redditors as a whole, college-aged males are by far the largest group. This doesn't mean you should pander exclusively to young guys. You want to cast as wide a net as possible while keeping in mind who most of your audience is. When it comes time to make your post, see if you can find an image or video that helps make your point. A well-made meme is better than nothing, but you'll get more mileage out of a photo, screen cap, or infographic. And think carefully about your title before posting. You want something that's both clear and attention-grabbing. Don't be afraid to ruffle some feathers, but avoid stretching the truth. People will catch on sooner or later, and all you'll have to show for it is an express ticket to downvote city. Now, maybe you're the kind of person who prefers to engage with their fans in 280 characters or less. Yep, that's Twitter for you. The average Twitter user has about 200 followers. But this isn't a video about how to be okay at social media. It's about how to own it. So, let's say you want 100,000 followers. The first step to earning Twitter fame is to design a good profile, starting with a username that's both catchy and shows your personality. Spend some time writing your bio. Focus on things like what you do and what you're passionate about. While you're at it, try to avoid buzzwords like social media expert. You might think it sounds cool, but to everyone else, you'll just come across as pretentious. Once your account is ready, start tweeting, and don't be shy about it either. Every 1,000 additional tweets usually translates to around 100 more followers. It'll help to create a schedule and stick to it. This will make it easier to maintain a high rate of tweets, while also showing your followers that you can be relied on for regular updates. Like most social media sites, it's vital that you keep your followers engaged. And again, you must know your audience and figure out what kind of content they respond to. Feel free to retweet influencers in your niche, and always remember to send a personal reply whenever someone retweets something of yours. One way to gain followers while keeping your existing fans engaged is by participating in Twitter chats. These are moderated discussions usually centered around a specific topic. They're an excellent opportunity to put yourself out there. Just don't go trying to take over the conversation or pushing your merch at every opportunity. It also might be a good idea to warn your followers when you're about to take part in a chat, since they tend to overwhelm people's feeds. So far, I've mentioned two huge social media platforms. But I've been wondering, which one's your favorite? Reddit, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube? Let me know down below. Hey, maybe you'll get the top comment. Speaking of which, let's talk about how you can do that. Anyone can leave a comment under a YouTube video. But unless you're near the top of the list, most people will never see your cunning wit. If you want to get noticed in the comment section, start by finding a video that's only average in popularity. The ideal video has a few hundred thousand views. Any more and your comment will get lost in the noise. If there's already enough commenters to fill a small city, you're better off looking elsewhere. Ideally, you'll also want to find a video that was recently posted. This way, you can make your point while people are still engaged with the topic, and there are lower odds that someone will have already come up with the same idea. So, after choosing and watching the video, and I mean the whole video, you need to decide what to say about it. Did something funny happen in the background? What about the like-dislike ratio? For example, if a video about gazelle escaping cheetahs has 100 dislikes, you could say something like, 100 cheetahs dislike this video. Two things to keep in mind are the length of your comment and how others will react to it. Some people like to write whole essays in the comment section, but most casual readers will scroll past those without a second thought. If popularity is your concern, it's also important not to anger or offend anybody. Remember that every dislike pushes you farther down the list. Once you've decided what you want to say, remember to check the comments to see if anyone else has said the same thing. There is no glory for copycats, so try your best to be original. And feel free to practice these tips down below. While you're typing out your best, most witty observations, here's one more tip for anyone looking for YouTube fame. No quest for 15 minutes of internet glory would be complete without your very own trending video on YouTube. If you want that to happen, you need to understand watch time and how to get it. The name makes it sound like a simple metric of how long people watch, but that's only one aspect of the formula. The length of the video, number of views, and the number of viewing sessions that began and ended on each video are all factors in whether an upload will be considered trending. Attracting new viewers is always essential, but not nearly as vital as earning reliable views from loyal subscribers that watch all your videos from start to finish. The key is to find a niche and stick to it. Experimentation is okay, but either get it out of the way early on or wait until you have a large and loyal enough fan base that one flop won't destroy your channel. Medium-length videos in the 10 to 15 minute range are your best bet. Some genres, such as Let's Plays, can easily be half an hour or longer, but it's hard to keep an audience engaged for more than 10 minutes. Longer projects can also get in the way of regular updates, which are crucial to staying relevant. Once you have subscribers, you need to make sure they engage with your videos ASAP. YouTube notifications go some of the way, but encouraging your fans to follow your channel on Twitter and Facebook can go a lot further and are a great way to draw in viewers from beyond the site. It's also key to brush up on your search engine optimization when it comes to writing those video titles and descriptions. If people are searching it and it's in your video, then your chances of making a hit are much higher. So, that's it! Now, go out and conquer!